Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 419, the stanzas 2 and 3. A mighty stream of fall transgression prevails from day to day. But thou, O God, in great compassion, wilt purge my guilt away. And what follows, Psalter 419, the stanzas 2 and 3. portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 27, the verses 29 through 56. And afterward from the Confession of Faith, Article 25. Matthew 27, the verses 29 through 56. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. And now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks went rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. And now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they greatly feared, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. Thus far the scripture reading. From the confession of faith, as we can find it in the back of the Psalter on page 17, Article 25, the confession of faith, Article 25, the abolishing of the ceremonial law. We believe that the ceremonies and figures of the law ceased at the coming of Christ, and that all the shadows are accomplished, so that the use of them must be abolished among Christians. Yet the truth and substance of them remain with us in Jesus Christ, in whom they have their completion. In the meantime, we still use the testimonies taken out of the law and the prophets to confirm us in the doctrine of the gospel and to regulate our life in all honesty to the glory of God according to his will. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was transferred to the Lethbridge Hospital this past Wednesday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Most merciful Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, thou wast granted in this evening hour that the doors of thy house have been opened, and we and our children may receive a place under thy word, under thy holy testimony. Another day where even in the midst of trials of mourning and difficulties, then thou wast granted many an undeserved blessing, and that for poor unthankful sinners. May it be impressed upon all of our hearts how great thy mercies and thy long suffering are also for this time. But Lord, we need those mercies, those everlasting mercies that avail you not only for the time, but also for eternity. Mercies not only fail you for the body, but also for our never dying soul. And then in this evening hour, the church of a former age has thought it good and profitable to set a day apart where in a special way we may be given to remember and meditate upon the death of thy dear Son upon the cross of Golgotha, a happening so profound, so marvelous, so great. It declares on the one hand thy justice, and on the other hand thy great love, where thou wast given thy dear Son as thy gift to come upon this earth tabernacle among the children of men, was given to suffer, but also given to die. He is cried out, it is finished. And thereby, as the good shepherd who giveth his life for his sheep, has made the ransom for his people, an everlasting ransom. And now in this evening hour, as it were, then as a congregation through thy holy word, then we may stand at the foot of the cross. We have read it together out of thy holy word. And then there was a mixed multitude, for the greater number, they did not understand. For the greater number, there was no need for the cross. The greater number, they were so ignorant of the things of the Lord. Then there was also a great number, we have heard it. They have spit upon thy dear Son and smitten him. They have cried out, crucify him, crucify him. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, then the cross is a dividing and a separating preaching. It was so on Golgotha. Thy dear Son is hung between two thieves, one saved and the one lost. And then it is so needful, oh, we humbly beg of thee for thy Holy Spirit in this evening hour. Then it is thy work by thy Spirit to uncover, to discover, to show us what great sinners we are, as sinners which can never save ourselves. O Lord, may it please thee through the work of the cross, by thy Spirit, that in this very hour, that blind soul's eyes may be opened to be given to behold the exceeding sinfulness of sin. What a terrible thing it is to be an unconverted sinner, even mocking perhaps with the most holy things. But our Lord, the Good Shepherd, has not only merited salvation, but he also applies the same. Thou knowest how that we have come up to thy house. We have heard of those women that were standing afar off. Questions, riddles, perplexities. A heart full of love. The way so profound and so mysterious. But, Lord, they would soon receive light upon that marvelous work of thy dear Son, and saving faith to embrace the same. Thou as a people upon the earth, where thou hast made room, and that thou maketh room for the dear Son of God, for his sacrifice, for his blood. And then it is needful by the first time, it needs to be revealed, thou as a people that need the application, because thy church by true saving faith can only embrace what has been revealed unto them. And then it is necessary for the light of thy Spirit. We have heard it, 3 hours darkness. And there is a church upon the earth, not a strange matter. Lord, we humbly beseech thee as that almighty and gracious God that dwelleth in the heavens, that in this evening hour that light may shine and that it may fall on the cross. Thy dear Son, outstretched arms, a perfect sacrifice with precious invitations to poor needy sinners, Lord, the payday for thy church, and thou hast a people upon the earth that know what it is to be exercised with a debt so profound, so high, so great. Thou hast a church upon the earth that knows what it is to be exercised with the pain of that debt, and to experience with a woman with the issue of blood many physicians, the money gone, and her case the worse. But then it is recorded in the Scriptures that she heard of Jesus. Lord, wilt thou so work wonderfully? His name is Wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. May it please thee to reveal thyself unto us and our children. Impress it upon all of our hearts, the exceeding sinfulness of sin. Thou hast a people upon the earth that know what it is to become a mourner in Zion, but then also to be given to behold thy love, the love of a triune God, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Lord, do impress upon all of our hearts the reality, the seriousness of the matter, And now thou granteth unto us and our dear children this precious time of grace, and how long it shall be, that is known unto thee, unknown unto us. But oh, do grant a hastening for our life's sake, that at the end we do not meet an angry judge, but a blessed Savior, our Lord, thou hast promised to work by word and by spirit from generation to generation. Oh, impress it upon our boys and girls, upon our young people, that those are blessings not only for older ones, for married ones, but that is such a necessary and such a blessed blessing for the youth. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that it all comes from above, and to that end thy great and worthy name shall be honored and glorified. And so we commend thy church unto thee over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember the nations, wars, and rumors of wars, the footsteps of King Jesus are being heard. May we have eyes to see it, hearts to perceive it, to come in a secret place as a guilty one and beseeching thee, oh, to have a hiding place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel, to receive a place in the sheepfold of the Good Shepherd, who was given his life for a sheep. And then those sheep are described, and then it is written that those sheep, that they hear thy voice, and that they follow the Good Shepherd. We commend unto thee all the temporal needs, the sick and afflicted ones, the handicapped daughter who has been transferred in this week to a local hospital. Ah, Lord, do help the physicians, do remember and uphold, and above all, ah, thou continuest to knock, thou continuest to call. Wilt thou grant ears to hear and a heart to perceive? Continue to remember and uphold the family circle. We commend unto thee all sick and afflicted ones, those with grave concerns and great fears. If it may please thee, bless the means, sanctify the callings. Lord, do remember all the mourning ones. There are many in our midst, and out of that mourning by thy Spirit, may there be a mourning for sin, but also, as we read in thy holy word, that they shall mourn for him whom they have pierced. Remember all the elderly ones, once more in their old age, they may have another Good Friday, and it is true for all of us, only a step between us and death. But when we have become older, when we have become old, then the time according to thy word is short. Oh, it can be for the elderly ones discouraged, but may they be given to cry unto thee. Remember those that struggle with difficulties of the mind, the burdens, the crosses, the scars. Continue to provide for our daily bread. May thank thee for the moisture which thou hast given upon the dry earth, O Lord. May there also in this evening hour have come souls thirsting and hungering after righteousness. Ah, be then a surprising God, that they do not have to return to their homes empty, but will thou fill them with thy goodness, with the meritorial work of thy dear Son. Wilt thou so open thy word, open our hearts, go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, from dwelling to dwelling, give rest in thy house, bind the Satan. May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 47, the first six stanzas. My God, I cry to thee. Oh, why hast thou forsaken me? Afar from me, thou dost not heed, though day and night for help I plead. In this evening hour, there's one collection for Bethesda. Psalter 47, the first six stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 27, the verses 45 and 46. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Our text words speak of the fourth crossword of the Lord Jesus Christ, with four thoughts. In the first place, a word under extreme suffering. Secondly, a word under pitch black darkness. Thirdly, a word under experienced abandonment. And in the fourth place, a word of rich comfort. The fourth crossword of the Lord Jesus Christ, a word under extreme suffering, a word under pitch black darkness, a word under experienced abandonment, and a word of rich comfort. Beloved congregation, we read those solemn words in verse 35. Four words, but what profound and unfathomable words they are. And there it is written, and they crucified him. When we consider those last three words, they crucified him. Who was that him? Then, boys and girls, you know who was crucified. That was none less than the Son of God, who has left the heavens, assumed our human nature, tabernacled upon this earth. It was him where the Father has declared in Matthew 3, verse 17, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. It is him of whom it is written in John 17, verse 4, I have glorified thee upon the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. It was him who has declared in John 4, verse 34, that he would finish the work as a servant which was laid upon him. It was him who had no original sin, because he was conceived by the Holy Ghost. It was him who had no actual sin. It was him who has always sought the glory of his Father. It was him whose feet have went through the land, doing nothing but good, preaching the word, performing miracles to confirm his word. It was him whose blessed hands were laid upon little children, hands who have broken the bread, hands who have been laid upon the sick. It was him where there have been different testimonies, also Pontius Pilate, at different times. I find no fault in this man. And it was he who was led to the cross and who was nailed on the cross for a purpose, so God glorifying and so soul saving. The day has received the name of Good Friday. Have you thought about that name in this day, young and old? Oh, it is true, it is Good Friday, where it may be declared a finished salvation for a poor sinner. But there is a people upon the earth, and that is so needful. We need more than an intellectual knowledge, that we make a sum of it. Jesus has died for sinners. I am a sinner. I believe it with my mind, and therefore it is well. Oh, the cross of Christ declares the justice and the holiness of God, but also the love. And they crucified him, not beheaded, because it was prophesied of the Passover lamb that not a bone must be broken. He was not stoned, because they read in Hebrews 9, verse 22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. They crucified him. Crucifixion, that was a shameful death. It was a cursed death. It is written in Deuteronomy, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And then we can understand that it was a painful death. Need to be careful, because congregation, on the other hand, still a blessing, when it does not all leave us cold. But nevertheless, Jesus has spoken to those daughters of Jerusalem, weep not over me, but weep over thyself and thy children. We need more than a little emotion and some feelings. Matters need to be experienced concerning those words. And they crucified him. Oh, they tell us that such a one was so with Jesus, bearing his cross, although we have heard that Simon of Cyrene, he has held bare part of the cross. And then concerning those crucified ones, the cross laid on the ground, the hands spread out, and then the executioners with long nails and a hammer, the hands were nailed to the cross. and whether the feet were nailed to the cross before it was placed upright. Different thoughts, not the most important. And then the cross was placed upright. And then they tell us many times the bones out of joint. Each breath was it, as it were, a death. Some have hung for days on the cross. Crucifixion, that was also a sure death. Never one could come off the cross by themselves. And now those profound words, they crucified him, the beloved Son of God, the Lamb of God without blemish, that he is hung between the heavens and the earth. No place upon the earth, and not a place in heaven. And they crucified him. Who are we to understand by they? The boys and girls can help me. Oh, it was the Sanhedrin. It was Judas. It was the Romans. It were the soldiers. Thus a great multitude, Jew and Gentile, it was the Jewish nation. They have cried out, crucified him, crucify him. Are there more congregation? Are there more? Is there a people that have learned it, that I have crucified the dear Son of God through my sins? I am the hammer. And when that is experienced, shall it then not be, as I read in Zechariah 12, verse 10, that they shall mourn for him whom they have pierced, as one mourneth for a firstborn and for an only begotten son. And now around the cross, there were many people, and they were not all the same. We have heard it, that there were many that were a mocking. Of course, when we consider the crucifixion, Satan also had a hand in it. And in Acts 2, verse 23, by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by wicked hands have slain and crucified him. But now there were many mockers. Verse 39, the multitude. Verse 41, the priests. Verse 44, the two thieves. Read in Psalm 22, verse 12. Many bulls have compassed me about, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round about. For the Lord Jesus Christ, he was one that could truly say what the prophet Jeremiah has spoken in the days of old. Lamentations 1 verse 12 said nothing to you that pass by, behold, and see if there be a sorrow like unto my sorrow done unto me. Where the Lord has afflicted me in his fierce anger, the dear Son of God crucified, hanging on the cross, and now on the cross, then the Savior. How many crosswords, boys and girls? How many? Seven. Think you know them. In the Bible, we do not read of so many deathbeds and the words that were spoken. Of course, we have Father Jacob in Genesis 49, whereby the spirit of prophecy was given to prophecy concerning the future of the tribes of Israel. But in the Bible, not so many deathbeds and the words that were spoken. What does the Bible tell us? As we live, so we shall die. Thomas Brooks, he has stated that true repentance is never too late. Do you hear it, elderly ones? True repentance is never too late. But he has added, late repentance is seldom true. One example of a deathbed conversion in the Bible, that is the thief on the cross. William Guthrie has stated, also a purpose, that we do not wait, and not all people receive a deathbed. Many ushered suddenly and unexpectedly into eternity. And on the other hand, it is never hopeless as long as we are on the day of grace. A crucified Savior. All mockers, there were also those. That was an awful thing. And that was in the religious assembly where Caiaphas has presided. And it was also in the judgment hall. We have heard it. That there were those that have spit upon the dear Son of God. They have smitten him. What a humiliation. It's an awful thing. When we spit, if we think of God's word, when we trample and despise it, when we harden our heart, whether the most holy things make no impression no more, our second thought, a word under pitch, black darkness, because we read in our text, now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land, unto the ninth hour. Boys and girls, the sixth hour, that is dinner time, 12 o'clock, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, before the Lord has created the earth, the heavens and the earth, there was darkness. We read in Egypt of the ninth plague, 3 days of darkness, and it's written 3 times in this gospel in Matthew that it speaks of outer darkness. That is the eternal abode of the devils and of all people that die unconverted. And now with the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ has hung on the cross already for 3 hours. And now there was darkness. Have been some that have tried to explain it. Said it was an eclipse, perhaps. Cannot be, because it was full moon. And with an eclipse, then it comes on gradually and disappears gradually. But now over the earth, there was a pitch black darkness. Son of God, so profound that the sun has not given its light upon this earth. What a blessing it is. Has that ever become a wonder at times? Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. 'Tis of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Does that ever happen? That after a night of darkness, we may be given to see that the sun arises upon us and our children for another day. That his mercies are new. And there the Lord declares that he is that faithful God. And Psalm 72, verse 5, they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure. Oh, young and old, what a preachers in the sky that the Lord places for us and our children, where he declares his goodness, his mercy, and his long suffering, that the King is still gathering a church, the Good Shepherd, who has given his life for the sheep. Oh, there is still room in the sheepfold, still a door declared on the cross of Golgotha. And now for the dear Son of God, when he is hung on that cursed cross, then darkness has come upon the earth, greatly increased his suffering. And also concerning that darkness, Ephesians 6, verse 12, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, him Oh, in John 8, verse 12, it's called the light of the world. The sun is see shining. He is hung in pitch black darkness for 3 hours. It was a silence. What that must have been for all those that stood round about the cross. When the sun has refused to shine, and now that darkness that implies separation, to be forsaken, hopelessness. Oh, in hell there shall be outer darkness. Christ, for his church, he has underwent a threefold death. Spiritual death to be forsaken. Temporal death, he would soon die. But he has also underwent that eternal death called the descending into hell. But now, the first three crosswords, then we can speak never separated, but then Christ was in the hands of man. The first crossword, Father, forgive them, a word of compassion. Second, today thou shalt be with me in paradise, a word of mercy. The third, concerning the mother of Jesus, that is a word of care. And in a certain way, those first three crosswords can be understood with the mind. But now when we come to the fourth through the seven, then it was especially the suffering in the hand of God. And now that fourth crossword, read in Exodus 3 verse 5, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for thou standest upon holy ground. The fourth crossword, so deep, so profound, it is written of Martin Luther, how long is not clear, whether a whole day, a day, a night. When Martin Luther was given to meditate upon the fourth crossword, sat with a holy astonishment, a holy dumbness, until he was given to cry out, God, forsaken of God, who can understand it? Or third thought, let us first sing. Psalter 102, the five stanzas. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. And what follows, Psalter 102, the five stanzas. the fourth crossword of the Lord Jesus Christ. A word under extreme suffering. A word under pitch black darkness. And now thirdly, a word under experienced abandonment. We read in the scriptures, different places, also Psalm 38, verse 21, where the psalmist is asked that the Lord would not forsake him. Oftentimes, under great trials, great tribulations, then the Lord grants that special upholding to His church. Think in Daniel 3 of those three friends in the fiery oven. Then there was the fourth as the Son of God. Concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, concerning His birth, read of the ministry of angels with the announcement and the great singing with that birth. When Christ was tempted in the wilderness, read of the ministry of the angels. In the Garden of Gethsemane, we read of an angel that has strengthened him. But now on the cross, on Golgotha, then we do not read of the ministry of the angels. Read in Isaiah 63, trodden the winepress alone. Then this fourth crossword, we may see it as an answer to the prayer in Gethsemane. Concerning the cup of God's wrath, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I wilt, but as Thou wilt. Father has not spoken, the answer was only one way, and that is the cross. And that is what the Spirit teaches the true people of God. On Good Friday was not, as we read in Genesis 22, the angel has come with the message, lay not thy hand on the lad. And now the fourth crossword. Christ has experienced the heavy wrath. We read that He became heavy, heavy with the sins of His church. The Father's judicial wrath, because all the sins of His people, they have been placed upon Him. And now concerning that forsaking, Psalm 22, Messianic Psalm, first verse, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? then we read that the fathers have cried, they were delivered, but concerning Christ, thou hearest not. And then in verse 3, that is a crucial text, but thou art holy. It's what Christ has experienced when he hung on the cross. But thou, Father, thou art holy. In thy perfect justice, thou must punish each sin. And because of the sins of the church laid upon him, O Father, thou art holy. And in the true experience, and the child of God has much to do with that holiness and with the justice of God. And then it shall please the Spirit to reveal that Savior from behind that justice, for thou art holy. Verse 4, our fathers trusted, and thou didst deliver them, but I am a worm and no man. My God, then we see that is a confession of faith. Also in those crosswords, then Christ was sinless, was given to confess even on the cross. When he experienced that sensual forsaking, Christ remained the beloved Son of the Father. Then he was still given to confess, my God, my God. And then there was a why. When we consider our whys, especially when the Lord holds deep ways, the way of his providence, then how sinful those whys can be concerning the sovereignty of God, concerning his providence, can even be anger and rebellion. But with the Son of God on the cross, it was a sinless way. When Christ has prayed, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, was a prayer that he may hear it. All Christ knew why he is hung on the cross. Christ knew the reason for the darkness, for thou art holy. Thou must and shall punish sin. Father, I have given myself in the counsel of peace. But now in that fourth crossword, O Christ has prayed that the Father may speak a purpose so God glorifying and so soul saving. We read in Hebrews 12 verse 2 that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Oh, what a profound word. My God, my God. Different address than the first and the seventh. The first and the seventh crossword addresses his father. But under that darkness, so profound, so deep, cannot fathom it, cannot understand it, the Trinity, co-eternal, co-essential, and then God to be forsaken of God. Our last thought, a word of rich comfort concerning this crossword. Our fathers, in the form for the Lord's Supper, they have spoken thereof, that we might be accepted of God and never be forsaken of him. Fourth crossword, as it were, a pledge, Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never forsake nor leave thee. In the second place, for the church, can be times where they are surrounded by pitch black darkness, when they feel so forsaken. But Christ has given an example, even when they feel forsaken, that does not change the promise of the Lord Christ. And that fourth crossword was given to exercise a faith, tells us the fourth crossword, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, for thou art holy, that the church shall receive a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. Not outside of that holiness and of that justice. Good Friday. What does it mean for us, congregation? There's a Good Friday. That there is a sacrifice. Price has been paid. It is finished. A way to be saved, but young and old. What shall it be under a dying and a bleeding Savior? The proclamation thereof. Oh, the cross of Calvary declares the perfect justice of the Father, but also his unfathomable love. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Oh, then it shall be our portion, outer darkness in hell, and then shall never be expressed, my God, because in hell there shall be cursing, no love, and that forever and ever shall be a darkness without a sunrise in this evening may be declared that there is a Savior. Oh, may we be given to beg much for the work of the Holy Spirit. Then we become exercised with those matters we have heard. Oh, we have mentioned the multitude, even mockers, under the most solemn circumstances. But we also read of those women standing afar off. Are there souls that understand it? A little sight, a little revelation, a hope, an encouragement. But many questions and many riddles. Ah, for those women that were given to stand afar off. Soon they would be brought nigh through the blood, given to see the riches of a crucified Savior with those outstretched arms inviting poor and needy sinners that are laboring with their debt, coming bigger and heavier, money gone, and they are souls. Oh, that is the deepest. To feel forsaken of God and to think to have to be forsaken forever and ever, and then to curse my God who has done nothing but good. Oh, a crucified Savior, then it is declared, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth. And now, concerning the cross of Calvary, can be so much obscure, so profound, so mysterious. What does the true child now need? Light. More light, that they may be given to see the preciousness. Oh, to be given to behold something new concerning what it has cost the Son of God. Oh, the bright, she is testified in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10. That he is white, that he is ruddy white, the lamb without blemish, has become black because of the sins of his church. As the suffering Savior, he is ruddy. Oh, the chiefest among 10,000s, a Savior, because the Lord has a people that need the revelation, that need the application. Oh, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. Apostle John on the island Patmos has received a vision, a sight of the precious Lamb of God. Thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard that there is a sacrifice for sin. Thou hast merited salvation, and thou also reveals that salvation, and thou applies the same. Oh, what a precious proclamation. What a love. Together with justice satisfied, may still be proclaimed, albeit with many shortcomings. O Lord, wilt thou so work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit in the latter days of the earth. O make room in the hearts for that precious Savior, and grant the further exercises, and oh, to experience that communion. Oh, for the church at the cross. There was a church, there was a remnant, and soon it would be declared that he is risen indeed. See the place where he hath laid. Ah, Lord, grant those exercises. Watch over us in this evening and in this night, the day of tomorrow. Gather us together within the walls of thy house on the coming Lord's Day, when in a special way we hope to commemorate that Christ is risen indeed. O Lord, may it be experienced among young and old, the wonderful things of the Lord. And because thy Son has cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then thy church shall never be forsaken, because thou hast engraven them in the palms of thy hand. Remember us and our children. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 79, the three stanzas. My God, it was thy grace that did my strength supply. When thou didst hide thy face, sore troubled then was I. To thee I cried, O Lord, to thee I made my supplicating plea. Psalter 79, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.